That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday's frantic search for the elusive pop bottle full of nitroglycerin wound up with Lum catching a ride on a truck, oblivious to the fact that the bottle is riding in the same truck. As we left our friends, Abner and Cedric were rushing out into the street to try to overtake Lum and warn him of the danger. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum back in the Jot'em Down store. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Well, hurry up and get in here, Abner. Did you find the feller? Where's Cedric? Did you get the bottle of nitroglycerine?
For the law me sakes, Lum, give me time. I'm from wore out.
Well, I don't wonder you've been gone all night.
I'm tired to death.
You must have had to go a long ways to catch up with that truck driver. How far did you have to go?
I don't know. Just let me sit down here.
Yeah, sit down. Sit down. You don't look your level best.
I ain't feeling it neither, I'll tell you that.
Well, you'd think you walked all the way instead of riding in Cedric's car.
Well, that's practical what I had to do.
Walk?
Yeah, that blame car Cedric broke down just the other side of Hatfield. We had to walk, well, I don't know how far before we could get somebody to fix it for us.
Well, how about the truck driver? Had he went on past Hatfield? Whereabouts did you catch up with him?
Well, we never.
You never?
No, sir, never even got close to him. Are you sure, Lum, that he was going to Hatfield?
Why, sure. That's why I never rode but that few blocks with him yesterday. Recollect, I was aiming on riding with him out as far as the junkyard because I thought he was going back to the county seat.
Yeah, I know. That's what you said. Yeah.
And then he told me he had some delivers to make down around Hatfield, so I got out. And that's when I seen you and Cedric running down the street to tell me that the bottle of nitroglycerine was in the truck.
Yeah, well, the driver picked it up with a case of empty pop bottles over at Luke Spears' lunchroom.
Well, what I can't understand is why you and Cedric never caught up with him. He never had much of a head start on you.
Well, you know what a condition that car Cedric's in. Stogie, that's the worst rattletrap I ever seen in my life.
Did you have a flat tire?
Oh, a flat. That's all we done is fix flat tires. You have to stop every 2 miles or so and put water in it to keep the thing going. That's the violentest thing I ever seen. He ordered to run it on steam. That's what he ordered, isn't
it? Jumping all anyways. As long as you was gone so long, I thought surely you'd done some good, but I can see now that's too optimistical.
Well, Lum, we tried to go just as fast as we could.
I know. Well, it's too late to talk about it now.
Yeah, that's don't talk
missed
about
him,
it.
And that's that.
Yeah, that's that.
Summer's around here, though. There's a truck with a bottle of nitroglycerine bouncing around in it.
Well, I'm just glad that the thing's out of Pine Ridge, I can tell you that.
Yeah, but it's endangering the lives of people somewhere else, though. And the worst part of it is it's our fault.
Oh, yeah, I reckon you're right about that.
Let's see. Wonder what we ought to do next. No telling where else that truck was headed for.
Oh, my poor truck. I sure got him blistered doing all that walking, I can tell you that.
Hey, wait a minute, Abner. That truck's bound to go back to the wholesale house at the county seat sooner or later, because that's where it started out from.
My poor little feet.
So the thing to do is to call there and tell them to be on the lookout for that particular truck. Don't know why I never thought of that before. I'll just call him right
now. Well, you did think of it just now. You thought of it.
I mean, sometime before this.
Oh.
If that driver ever backs his truck up to that platform by the wholesale house and starts throwing them cases of empty bottles... Hello, Mamie?
Oh, my.
This is Lum Eddard. I'm fine. I want you to... Huh? Oh, Abner's fine, too.
I ain't done it.
I want you to call...
What's
this? Listen, Mamie, I ain't got time to tell you how everybody's feeling. I want you to call the wholesale house there at the county seat and do it as fast as you can.
They ain't barking. I think they're trees.
Yeah, that's the name of it. Bentley Starbuck Wholesalers. Yeah, I'll wait.
I believe I'm going to have to soak my feet in a bucket of water. That's all there to it.
Well, don't do it right now, sir.
They're thirsty, Lum. They're panting, I can tell.
How's that, Mamie?
Blowed up like a balloon.
Can't get them. Well, they're a big outfit. Their line can't be out of order.
They've been blowed up sure the world, Lum.
Well, try them again, Mamie. This is awfully important.
No use to try them. They're blowed up, Lum.
No, I don't think so. Hardly. seemed to me like we could have heard some news about it if that had happened.
Well, maybe it just now happened.
Well, of course. What'd you say, Mamie? Still out of order, huh?
Oh, my feet.
Well, we just got to get in touch with them some way.
Might send them a postcard along.
Huh?
Send it airmail if it blowed them as hard as I think it did.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Mamie. Yeah, call them first. Yeah, I'll hold the phone.
Mom, you don't need to call nobody to get a postcard. We got them right here in the store. Scenic views of Arkansas.
We ain't going to send them no postcard.
We got one of that Indian over there on the edge of a cliff. His hand up to his head looking for his horse, and he's sitting on it. You want to send one of them?
Well, we're going to send him a telegram.
Huh?
Ain't got nothing but some Christmas cards, no way.
Well?
And all that shiny snow on them.
Send it early. Might be some good.
Well, Mamie's calling the telegraph office for us right now, and they'll take our telegram right over the phone.
Still, believe a postcard would be a whole lot cheaper.
Well, this ain't no time
to say,
think
Merry Christmas, have you been blowed up, or something like that ought to do it.
Besides, a postcard would be too slow, whatever. Hello, telegraph office? This is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge, and I want to send a telegram to the Bentley Starbuck wholesalers. Bentley Starbuck. No. Bentley. No, not Bentley. Bentley. B. Huh? Boston. I never said nothing about Boston.
Has that glycerin got clean to Boston?
I know there's a B in Boston, but this outfit I'm talking about is right there at the county seat. Spell it.
County seat.
Now she wants me to spell it out for her.
Might be some young'un they got in there by mistake, huh?
Well, it's spelled B-E-N...
B-O-N.
Huh? Well, look, I told you once it weren't in Boston. What? Oh, just a minute. Here, Abner, see if you can make out what she's saying. I can't make any sense out of it. Just keep talking about Boston.
Huh. Well, let me try here.
Yeah, here.
Hello, this is Abner Peabody. Huh? What? It's spelled capital A-B-N-E... No, B. Uh-oh. Back to Boston again, huh?
She must know somebody from there. Tell her we want to send a telegram.
Say, miss, all we want to do is just send a telegram to a Bentley Starbuck company. Yes, Mom, that's right.
Granny, did she actually get it right?
No, but she come as close to it as I figured she ever would. How's that? Oh, the message, why, we, What is the message, Mom?
Huh?
What do you want to tell her?
Oh, tell her to... Oh, beware of truck returning from Hatfield.
Hello.
Get it.
Beware of truck return... Huh? No, beware. I said beware. B-double-E... What? Oh, my goodness. Back to Boston. Said there's some bees there or something.
Wait a minute. I know what she's doing. That's the way they spell things out sometimes. What's the matter with us, anyway? I don't know, Dad. Here, give me the phone.
Yeah, here, take the thing. You better try some other word besides beware, though. I can tell you that right now, you'll wind up in Boston again.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Hello, miss. Here's the message. Look out for... No, I said look. Oh, yeah, I'll spell it out for you.
Never had that B for it.
Listen, Abner, I'm on to that B as in Boston stuff now.
Oh, good.
Look, L as in, L as in, Abner,
think of some
word starting with the letter L.
Look.
No, I mean some other word starting with that.
Oh, let's see, Elephant.
Yeah, L as in elephant.
Go ahead,
O as in, Orton. How's that? What starts with a E? Orton?
That's Orton.
Elephant? Granny, she don't even know how to spell. This is going to be harder than I figured.
Try on some easier word, Mom. Yeah. See if she can spell cat.
Maybe we better send this postcard.
Cat's a good one.
There ain't no L in cat.
That what? You're right. No.
Hello, miss.
Flat.
Now, how far had we got with this telegram now?
I don't know what a flat is, though.
Hadn't said nothing.
We ain't got none around the
house. Oh, yeah, I started it. I know I had. Got as far as elephant.
Might love him.
Don't you recollect? Well, wait a minute. Abner, what was I saying about an elephant? I forget now.
He was trying to tell her how to spell it, and she got it mixed up with cat. She must never have seen an elephant, I'll say that for her.
Hello, miss. I think we better start this all over again.
Of course, I don't reckon there's many elephants to see in Boston.
Here's what we want to say in the message.
Send her out for a cat. I want to have a whole back of elephants run around the house.
Look out for... Yeah, that's right. Look out for trucks returning from Hatfield.
I don't know what I...
That's right.
Got six cats. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, howdy, Grandpa.
Howdy, come on in.
We're sending a telegram.
Have you fellas heard the news?
Yeah, what?
Will you two fellas hush up? I'm trying to talk to this telegraph girl.
Oh, excuse us, Mom.
No, you ain't got that quite right, man.
Yeah, what's the news, Grandpa?
I just reading about it in the paper. Had a big blowout over to county seat.
Well, that's not a big blowout to county seat. Oh, my goodness, Mom. You hear that? It's done happened.
Oh, for pity's sake. Are you sure about this, Grandpa?
Yes, a big article about it in the paper tells all about it.
I know that it happened.
Hello, miss. Never mind the telegram. It's too late. Late. L as in, oh, let it go.
Well, I don't know whether the old fellows are jumping at a conclusion or not, but I think I'd rather not be in the vicinity of the county seat right about now. Often it's been said, friends, that the corner...